All right, welcome again to the Real Estate Roundtable Podcast. Today's segment is 5 minutes with your realtor. And my name is Jason Zwelling with Howard Hanna Real Estate Services, and I'm welcoming you. And today I wanted to talk about the current market conditions that are out there right now so that you are better informed to make a good decision if you're looking to buy or sell real estate. It's November 19, 2020, and the market is still hot. What do I mean by that? Well, it means right now that there are a lot of buyers still in the marketplace looking to buy homes. And there are sellers out there right now that are putting their homes on the market. Even with November, and the weather has cooperated for the most part for us. And what we've seen with the pandemic, for the months that we were in lockdown, we weren't able to really practice real estate and really do business like we normally do. And what has been interesting about that is now, those 3 or 4 months that we were in lockdown have been pushed into September, October, November, and December. And the activity is still continuing to be pretty fierce. Multiple offer situations on properties because inventory, homes, is still very low. So more buyers in the marketplace than sellers, and that is creating more people trying to get the same properties that they normally would. And I'll tell you, I've seen 18 to 20 offers on one property, and it's really driving the price up on homes. Now, if you're a seller right now, it's a great time to put your home on the market. We're seeing so many views online, in person, a lot of showings being scheduled, and a lot of offers coming from those showings. So it's very interesting to really see where buyers and sellers' motivations are. We're starting to see that they're not really afraid of the winter months and they have no problem doing it. Now, there's a couple schools of thought that I think might have to do with the reason why people are putting their homes on the market in November and December, where normally somebody would say, hey, listen, I'm going to wait until 2021, till the spring market, till the weather breaks, and I have more views. And the pandemic is still going on, and it's, you know, been an up and down struggle and battle with businesses and restaurants and buyers and sellers for employment and just getting by. The health scare alone is enough to make you shake, but you know, people are trying to get by. People are still evaluating their homes. They're still looking at where they live. They're seeing if they have enough home office space. They're seeing if they have enough homeschooling space. They're seeing if they have enough entertainment space. Now, buyers and sellers are spending a lot of time with their immediate family members. And with COVID restrictions being what they are right now, there's a lot of people that are getting very cozy with their husband, their wives, and their children in the same space. So they want options. They want room to kind of roam around their house, their backyard, their basement, their attic, their craft room, their family room, etc. And having that separation of space is creating some sanity for some people. I know that my children, as many other children as well, are virtual homeschooling, and you know, everybody's on a computer, a laptop, a phone, eating up that bandwidth and making it very difficult, where you need a quiet space to relax, you need a quiet space to work, you need a quiet space to learn, and picking a couple corners of the home is often a challenge when you have dogs and you have children and life is happening. So people want a little bit more space. They want a little bit more creativity. They want a little bit more things to talk about right now. So again, we are seeing that in the search parameters happening. So when you have a home on the market right now, accentuating the home office space or the extra bedroom or a family room or maybe a home office or a furnished basement or a heated garage, these are things that are appealing to buyers in the market right now. They are seeing this as possible options. Because where they live right now, whether it be an apartment or a smaller home, they're realizing that that space just doesn't work for them. So they're looking for something bigger. So if you're selling a home right now, make sure your realtor is accentuating the possibilities for them to take a look at this space. If someone's looking for a 3-bedroom home and you have a 4-bedroom home, you may be able to accentuate that 4th bedroom as a home office space or a place for your kids to do their homeschooling or virtual learning, or a craft room. Again, trying to escape the norm and have a space just to exhale, even a game room. And we're seeing a lot of people do that. The basement situation, the attic space, and the garage have become increasingly higher in demand than we've seen. And I think right now that's something that buyers are looking for and sellers are trying to offer them. Again, we are seeing homes sell for top dollar. So you're going to be in a situation where you're probably going to be in a multiple offer situation, but make sure that you're happy with the price that you go in at. And I often tell clients, listen, when they ask me for a price and they say, Jason, you know, what should I go in at? And I can give you a range, but at the end of the day, you have to be happy with the price that you go in at. Because again, you're probably going to pay list price or higher if the home is priced correctly because of the demand of the multiple offer situations. But at the end of the day, will you have enough room in your budget to do the necessary fixes or upgrades to make the home your own? Again, appraisals have been coming back favorable, but again, when you start to drive up that price in a multiple offer situation, you're creating an appraisal question where if there's enough room, if you've overpaid for the house. So be careful and make sure that your realtor does the comp work and looks at it. From a comparative market analysis to a demand analysis, there's a little bit of a difference. And your realtor should be able to explain to you that you have to keep those things in mind when you're looking to basically put an offer in on a home. Again, being qualified for a home and just throwing money, you also have to look at what your situation is. The average person stays in their home, you know, 4 to 7 years. And you have to ask yourself, am I going to live here forever? Am I going to live here for 5 years, 2 years, 3 years? Because life comes at you quickly and can change. So if you think you're going to live here 10 plus years, you're going to build some equity in your home. So if you overpay a little bit at the start, you're going to be basically be able to insulate that later and down the road. And I think that's going to help you manage your decision. If you're in a job or in your life is happening right now where in 2 to 3 years you may be moving out of state, you want to make sure that you have a little bit of meat on the bone and some equity built in so that when you do decide to turn around and sell the home, that you're not losing your shirt. So again, a lot of things to factor in when you're looking to buy or sell a home. And a good realtor should be able to help you articulate that and help you through. I know I said 5 minutes and it's close to 8 minutes. Sorry about that. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you have any questions, give me a call. I'm Jason Zwelling with Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. Have a happy Thanksgiving.